Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Bostard in for Dave Dickey on this Friday with the opening commodity market report. More news regarding oil this morning. Further signs of an improvement in the U.S. economy help the price of oil to push above $108 a barrel today into the highest since March of last year. In early afternoon in Europe, benchmark crude for August delivery was up 45 cents at $108.49 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The contract rose $1.56 Thursday. Oil has jumped more than $11 a barrel in July and pushed the price of gasoline along with it. Gasoline futures have gained 13% since July 1st. Thursday, U.S. economic news was positive on two fronts. The Labor Department reported a drop in claims for unemployment benefits, and the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia said manufacturing activity in the Mid-Atlantic region grew in July at the fastest pace in more than 2 years. China has ended controls on bank interest rates in a move toward making its financial system more market-oriented. The change announced by the central bank today comes amid promises by the ruling Communist Party to make the economy more efficient and productive. Analysts say one of the most important changes will be to overhaul China's banking industry that subsidizes state industry and lends little to entrepreneurs. The influx of money from higher lending rates would also allow banks to raise the low interest rates paid on savings, another change reform advocates say Beijing needs to make. In a couple of minutes, we'll get a look at the current tick and get an analysis from Bill Mayer at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. First, a look at weather for the growing areas with meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest forecast is still promoting a favorable environment for crop development, even though we may not see a big replenishment in soil moisture in some of the western Corn Belt crop areas that have been dry recently. Today's forecast continues to promote a scattered shower pattern that will last over the next full week to 10 days. Everybody will have at least some rain at one time or another during this period of time. Amounts are going to be highly varied. Some locations could get more than an inch of rain on any given day, but many areas will probably see totals less than a half inch. And totals for the first week of the outlook will probably run a half inch to an inch, with some local 1 to 2 inch totals across a big part of the Midwest. Now, if you look at the National Weather Service's quantitative precipitation forecast charts, they have targeted a big part of Iowa for more than an inch of rain. Be careful here. That may be a bit of a broad brush on that particular forecast. Iowa will definitely get rain. So will Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas at one time or another over the coming week. And the amounts will certainly be welcome. Maybe not quite enough, though, to replenish the moisture to the point of eliminating the moisture deficits we build up over the past 30 days. But there will still be timely showers in many areas. And the most important part of this whole forecast is twofold. Number one, everybody does get some precipitation, even though the amounts are light in some cases. And number two, there will be temperatures that will be a little bit milder for a while, conserving our subsoil moisture through slower evaporation rates. And between those two factors, everybody that's out there that's pollinating in those fields or flowering in the case of soybeans are going to do so without a great deal of new stress. The western Corn Belt will stay stressed from Iowa and Nebraska southward to Kansas and Missouri until significant rain falls in those areas. But even with the shower activity that's expected to occur, they will see at least some partial relief coming up, and that, along with some cooler temperatures, will be welcome. Yesterday's high temperatures across the Midwest were mostly lower to middle 90s. It was a bit more of a stressful day than what we've seen here recently, especially in those areas that don't have the moisture in the ground, and crop stress became more significant in many of those areas, including, again, Iowa and Nebraska, southward into the U.S. Delta, and a portion of the eastern sections of Texas. Well, with the temperature forecast cooling down now and seeing highs in the 70s and 80s coming up over the next week, we'll probably see some of that stress disappear and more of it if we do indeed get involved with the scattered shower and thunderstorm pattern. As I say, we probably will. The European computer forecast model out there this morning is a little bit better as far as potential, I think, for verification. The European model does produce a ridge of high pressure back in the plains and includes a small portion of the southwestern Corn Belt with warmer and drier weather beginning about a week from now and continuing into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. GFS model has kept the ridge further to the west and not allowed for so much warming to take place. The European is not necessarily a threatening solution, but it does suggest a little bit more of a beneficial environment in the sense of bringing warmer weather back to the Midwest a little sooner, and also in perpetuating some showers in northern and eastern portions of the Midwest while diminishing it in the southwest. The temperature forecast specifically will be upper 70s and lower 80s across the northern parts of the Midwest as we move forward through the coming week. Cooler biased weather will kick in most significantly starting tomorrow, but we'll likely see a little bit of a cool off already occurring today in some areas. But many areas in the central and southern Midwest will see another day of upper 80 and lower to a few middle 90s here this afternoon, with the cooler air pushing southward from the Great Lakes region as we move from Saturday to Sunday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And taking a look at the commodity trade at this hour from Kansas City, winter wheat for September is 7.02 and three quarters. That's up a half. December, 7.16 unchanged. Chicago, September wheat, 6.63, up two and a half. December, 6.74 and a quarter, up one and a quarter. September corn, 5.40 and a quarter, down three quarters. December, 4.95 and a quarter, down five and a half. March, 5.07 and a quarter, down five and three quarters. May, 2014 corn, 5.05 and a half, down five and a quarter. August beans, 14.78 and a half, up nine and a quarter. September, 13.20 and a quarter, up four. November beans, 12.64 and a half, down one and a quarter. January, 12.69 and three quarters, down one and a quarter. August bean meal, 4.76 even, up 5.60. September, 4.18.40, up $1.30. August soybean oil, 45.49, that's down 3 cents. September bean oil, 45.52, down 5 cents. August live cattle, 121.92 and a half, down 17 and a half. October live cattle, 126.20, down 27 and a half. August feeder cattle, 152.50, that's down 0.025. September feeder cattle, 155.10, that's up 50. August lean hogs, 96.35, down 27 and a half. October lean hogs, 85.20, down 42 and a half. Joining me now on the phone is Bill Mayer, Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, to talk about the markets. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jeff.
What are we seeing in some of these numbers? Not a little bit of downward movement in corn, but not so much. A little fluctuation here in beans this morning.
Yeah, I think kind of the same old story here. We've got the old crop supplies that are tight, and that continues to support the September and August months, and we've got what looks to be a pretty good forecast coming up here from the corn and bean standpoint, and that's putting some pressure on the new crop. And we've really got, according to, Drew was just on there, I think we see three chances basically of some rains coming across in the next week or so. And more importantly, I think as the temperatures are supposed to cool down, that's going to be really important from the corn standpoint here as we go through these next 2 weeks.
What are you seeing overseas this morning that interests you?
Well, I think we did see Korea come in and bought some corn, and they bought it probably coming out of the Black Sea area, it looks like, which continues to show that our corn is a little bit higher than some of the foreign competition, but yet we do see China continue to come in and buy wheat and corn from the United States, even though it may be at some of the higher prices. So I guess that tells me that they're, you know, they have a real need for corn, may even be looking at starting to try to look at rebuilding some of their reserves if they have prices low enough here.
I've talked about the price of oil all week, and now it's above $108 a barrel today.
Yeah, it's up again this morning. It's made a rally from about 90, if I remember right, without looking at the chart here. So quite a substantial rally. And I think this whole idea of, you know, inflation versus, you know, and what the Fed's going to do here is still kind of in the background right now on the grains. We're just kind of looking at the, you know, supply and the weather and that type of thing. That's the market that we're in, time of the year that we're in. But I think maybe some of the economic things are looking a little bit more positive as we move out of that supply cycle.
Well, what else are you looking at in the week or so ahead?
Well, I think probably the big thing, of course, is going to be coming in here Sunday night and see what the weather really did and whether we got some rains across the country. It looks like, you know, the southwestern part of the Corn Belt, I think Iowa's probably really the big question mark and what kind of rains they get and how much it cools off there. Sometimes when you have these warm trends like we've been going through, they tend to overstate how much it will cool off. So I think the weather on Sunday night will be the next big item here.
Anything else to add today?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Take care. Bill Mayer, Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Again, we'll take a look at the tick. September wheat, Kansas City, 702.5, up a quarter. September wheat out of Chicago, 662.75, up 2.25. September corn, 539.75, down 1.25. December, 495.75, down 5. March, 508, down 5. August beans, 1478.75, up 9.5. September, 1320.75. That's up 4.5. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana, 83 degrees at 9:01.